Welcome, Chiefs Kingdom, to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I am Jason Thomas, and it has been a long but fun Saturday for me. Today, my wife had off work, and we weren't able to celebrate her birthday at the beginning of last month because she'd been working weekends. She's a veterinarian assistant, and so we finally, you know, had a free day. We went to Springfield with my daughter, spent the day at the zoo, and just kind of hanging out and had some good buffet Chinese food. And a buffet has lots of different things besides Chinese food. So I went way overboard and stuffed myself. And then I did a very old man type of thing where I took my wife and daughter to the mall and let them out of the car, and I pulled into a parking spot, put the Cardinals game on the radio, and proceeded to fall asleep for about 30 or 40 minutes in the car while they shopped. So that has been my Saturday. Since the last podcast, there have been some developments in the Tyreek Hill case. His lawyer sent in a letter to the NFL. Man, this thing just keeps kind of flipping and turning, and it's a little bit confusing, and I honestly don't know where to stand, so I am just going to shut up about it until there's something definitive. The Chiefs are having their rookie minicamp this weekend, so that's cool. You kind of see the new guys in you know, Chiefs uniform. Colin Saunders, which I'm sure I butchered his name in the last podcast. He was the third-round pick, defensive tackle. He's wearing number 99 right now. Darwin Thompson, my man, he is wearing number 25, which is awesome because that was always my number. In any sport that I played, as long as I could get it, I would wear it. And it's always been my lucky number. It's really cool to see football coming back. And I know we're still a good close to 4 months away, but my blood can start turning again here. Jamal Charles did retire this last week, signed a one-day contract with the Chiefs, and so is Derek Johnson. So two Chiefs legends also retiring here. And I wish for their sake that the Chiefs hadn't squandered two of the greatest players they ever had, because they didn't have any good quarterback play or really really any good coaching for the majority of their careers. But I thought, since rookie minicamp is here, I would take a look at some of the rookies we've brought in, not just in the draft, but also, you know, the undrafted free agents. And this is mostly just going to be on the offensive side of the ball. And that's the plan for this podcast. So I went to Pro Football Reference and went to their college site and was just kind of looking up each of the players that the Chiefs have brought in and kind of hitting on the highlights of each of them. Now, one thing to keep in mind is that it's basically only the bigger Division I programs that have stats on there. And all of these players played against different schools, because there's so many, you know, college teams. And even though they might all be in big time college football, they're still kind of different levels within that. But, you know, just in the last year or two, looking at Pro Football Focus and looking at, you know, what some different analysts have posted, it's interesting how guys who are really successful in college tend to mimic that in the NFL. If they're going to be good, their stats are usually pretty similar. Patrick Mahomes is a very good example from his senior year, or his final year of college. His stats through the 13, 14 games mimicked what he did last year with the Chiefs almost identically. Which is kind of insane, but it's true. I'm going to start with the running backs and Darwin Thompson. Of course, he went to Utah State. He's 5'7", 5'8", in the, 195 to 200-pound range. He did average 6.8 yards per carry last year. which is extremely good no matter where you're playing. And he racked up 16 total TDs, 14 rushing, 2 receiving, and he averaged 15.3 yards per reception. That's the number that gets me really excited, is what he can do receiving. There was one play in particular, in college where he took a screen pass and just, you could see him hit the jets. He took it like 90 yards, and the safety had an angle on him, and he still made him look awful, and he got the touchdown. So he definitely has long speed. I've seen some different analysts and stuff talking about that, and I think they're not giving his speed enough credit, because he definitely has a second gear that he can hit, and I don't think many people are going to catch him. Now, next is James Williams. He's the running back we got out of Washington State. Last year, he averaged 4.6 yards per carry in college. None of his yards per carry numbers were particularly great. He never got a lot of carries. Same as Darwin Thompson. You know, his one year at Utah State, he split time with another back, and he was actually the power back out of the two. And Williams was kind of similar. So where Williams really excelled was with receptions. He had 83 of them last year for Washington State, but he did only average 7.4 yards per carry, per reception. And he had 16 total touchdowns, just like Thompson did. You can tell he can definitely maneuver and catch the ball, but 7.4 yards per reception isn't fantastic. But in this Chiefs spread offense, you've got to think that goes up somewhat. And both of those guys, are good. I really believe that Williams is probably a little bit farther along than Thompson as a receiver. And Thompson, his running ability as a running back is being extremely underrated, I believe, by all the analysts. I don't know what they're seeing, honestly, because when I watch him, he's definitely somebody that can run between the tackles. He's a big play machine. He's somebody that I think down the road could possibly be your main back. He's not somebody that has to fill a particular role, even though I think, that's probably his position this year, unless injuries happen. And Williams, I feel like he is set as a role player. I heard, I believe it was the Locked On Chiefs podcast, Matt Waldman was on there. Matt Waldman is, I think, one of the smartest football people I have ever listened to. You can go back and look at his evaluations over the years, because he's been doing college evaluations for a long time, and he gets so much correct, more than anybody else I've ever seen on these players. So it's really cool to see what he thinks about different people, and he loves Darwin Thompson, and he loves him to the Chiefs. James Williams, he compared him a lot to James White, where really good at getting receptions out of the backfield, and probably will have a better carry average in the NFL than he did in college, just because he's going to be in there on third down, and there aren't going to be 8 guys in the box. Things are going to be spread out. So, he should have a little bit more success running that way. And just for the heck of it, I went ahead and looked at Darrell Williams' numbers in college. Of course, Williams went to LSU, so the most reputable school out of these 3 running backs. But of course, he never was the main back there. He split time just like these other 2 guys. And he does come in at about 30 pounds heavier than Thompson or Williams. Thompson and Williams weigh the same, about 200 pounds. James Williams is much taller, and Darrell Williams is 30 pounds heavier than either of them, so he's definitely got the advantage there. He averaged 5.7 yards per carry in his last season in college, and he had 9 touchdowns, and he averaged 14.4 yards per reception. So he definitely put up some good numbers too. You know, averaged about a yard less per carry than Thompson, but he played some pretty stiff competition, and he averaged the 14.4 yards per reception, which we didn't really get to see him in the passing game last season. But something that Darrell Williams and Darwin Thompson have in common is that when you pass the ball to them out of the backfield, they are going to be physically too much for corners or, you know, the smaller safeties to handle. You know, James Williams is more of a make somebody miss. Darrell Williams is run somebody over, and Darwin Thompson is run somebody over or make them miss, and he's gone. And I love the combination of a guy who can run somebody over or bounce off of somebody and go to the house. And I think that's why people, you know, even me included months ago, I compared him to Kareem Hunt. And the main reason was because of the contact balance. They get hit and they don't go down. They just slide over and they keep on going. Now, as far as some other offensive guys we brought in, we brought in Jack Fox, who's a punter. I think they're going to give him, you know, a long look. And if they like him, they might carry him on the practice squad this year. I have a good feeling that, you know, the Chiefs punter, Dustin Colquitt, this, you know, might be his final year. And, you know, as far as punters go, he cost the Chiefs quite a bit of money where, you know, down the road, they'll be looking for ways to find money when Mahomes gets paid down the road, and they're going to have to pay a few other guys. They also brought in a guy named John Lovett, who was a quarterback at Princeton. He also played a couple other positions. I believe they're limited. He is extremely good for Ivy League level of football from what I hear. And I believe the Chiefs are going to look at him kind of in the tight end role. And it's interesting in this draft because there were so many good tight ends, and that's a position a lot of people believe the Chiefs have a need with tight end number two, and they didn't get anybody. And they didn't really bring anybody in, you know, this offseason. They brought in Blake Bell, who, talented guy. He's been in the NFL a while. He's not really done a lot. You know, he was more of a quarterback in college at Oklahoma. His father was a Chief years ago. You know, this guy looks maybe kind of like the project guy. The Chiefs, you know, Demetrius Harris was a project. But one worry I do have about this Chiefs team going into the season is Travis Kelce's coming off a pretty significant surgery. He is, you know, going to be 30, and they're going to need a lot out of him. If he happened to go down, the Chiefs would be in some serious trouble because they don't have anybody on this roster that can replace him. They would have to try to replace his production with another receiver out there on the field. Now, getting to the wide receivers. Of course, Mecole Hardman was the Chiefs, you know, first pick in this year's draft. In the second round, they traded up to get him. He's 5'11" out of Georgia, so he played some pretty good competition in college. He is just 21. He came out after his junior year, so he's very young. And he didn't really play receiver his freshman year at Georgia, so he's only had a couple of years playing wide receiver. Now, in 29 games as a wide receiver, he's got 60 receptions, so about two per game. And he averaged 16 yards per on those catches, which is good in college football. And he got 13 touchdowns on those 60 receptions. So, you know, he definitely had some big plays. And then something else that really jumps out, he averaged, you know, 25 yards per kickoff return his last 2 years, his sophomore and junior year. And then last year he averaged 20.1 yards per punt return. And that might be a job that the Chiefs have open for a while this season, depending if Tyreek Hill ever plays for him again or if he's suspended for a while. They'll need somebody back there that can return kicks and punts, and he looks like a guy that could be capable of that from day one. Another guy that I am really interested in is this Cody Thompson out of Toledo. He's 6'2". It sounds like he plays out of the slot, mostly. Now, he did have an injury, and I believe in 2017, I can't remember off the top of my head what the injury was, but he only played in 5 games that year, and he got a 5th year of eligibility. So he was a 5th year senior out of Toledo. And his 2018 was decent. He had 48 catches, but he didn't have the same explosiveness that he had earlier in his career. So, you know, your hope is that, you know, more than, you know, another few months removed from that injury, that he'll get some of that explosiveness back. And from 2015 to 2017, he played in 30 games, and he averaged almost 20 and a half yards per reception out of the slot. That is insane. And over that time, he had 129 receptions for 20 touchdowns. If this guy is right, he's somebody who could make the Chiefs and possibly contribute, you know, sometime this season, which is very hard to find in a undrafted wide receiver. So, you know, that's my hope. And the Chiefs don't necessarily have a true slot guy. I was talking about, you know, Kelce, if something happened to him. I think a guy like Cody Thompson might be the guy that has, you know, that type of guy might have to be the guy who replaces some of that Kelce production if something happened to him. The Chiefs also brought in Felton Davis III. He's a 6'4" wide receiver out of Michigan State. He really didn't play that much in his 4 years at Michigan State, just 24 career games. He did have 100 receptions in those games, and he averaged 14 and a half yards per catch. So, you know, he had enough talent to play and make a mark at Michigan State. So the Chiefs are just taking a look at a big receiver. And then there's Jamal Custis, 6'5" out of Syracuse. And there was a lot of talk about him because it was revealed a couple days ago that the Chiefs gave him a $100,000 signing bonus to sign as an undrafted free agent. I don't necessarily think that means he's a lock to make this roster, but it definitely means that they wanted to have a serious look at him. And it's kind of strange because you look at his college numbers and he really didn't play much at all until this last year, his senior year. I'm not sure if that was because of injury or what exactly, but you know, he didn't really do anything until 2018. In 2018, he did have 51 receptions and he averaged 17.8 yards per, and he had 6 touchdowns. So, you know, 51 catches, the 17.8 yards per means he's, you know, that's getting up there for a college receiver. And, you know, you can see in some of his tape, which I haven't watched much, just highlights that people have posted on Twitter and different things. I haven't went and researched him really at all, but you can see he's a guy that has a long catch radius, got a big old wingspan, and he uses that to make some interesting plays. Jameer Jordan out of Fresno State, he's 5'11", 170. You know, his freshman and sophomore years at Fresno State were pretty decent. He got, you know, 45 and 46 catches. And then the last 2 years, even though he played in every game, his production really dropped. He averaged just two catches per game over his final 2 years in college. 5'11", 170, he is a fast wide receiver. So, you know, there's somebody they're kind of kicking the tires on. Andre Lindsey is a 6'3" receiver out of Sacramento State. Of course, his numbers weren't on College Football Reference, and I didn't do any more digging on him because, you know, especially at a small school like that, I don't want to just use the numbers on them. I'd rather look at the tape if I was going to do it. I think, you know, talent stands out, especially at wide receiver. Even if the level of corner play against them is less, you can still see the routes. You can still see if they're getting open, and you can still see, you know, how they catch the ball. Now, one guy I wanted to throw in here at the end of this, just to give some comparison, is Byron Pringle. Because, you know, we all saw what he did last year as an undrafted free agent in camp. And then in the preseason, he was starting to look really good. And the Chiefs kept him on injured reserve all last season. And, you know, it was revealed a couple weeks into the season that he would have made the roster if he had stayed healthy. Excuse me. He played in 25 games at Kansas State, and he had 69 receptions with 10 touchdowns mixed in that. Now, what was incredible about his numbers is that in his junior year of college, which was his final year, he averaged 24.1 yards per reception, which is just astounding. That's, of course, 8 yards, over 8 yards more per reception than Mecole Hardman did. The problem with Byron Pringle is he's just not been able to stay on the field consistently. If he can find a way to stay on the field, he has a legitimate shot to be kind of a big play guy for this Chiefs team. I would like to see more of him. In the limited time we got to see him last year, he actually reminded me a lot of Sammy Watkins. I would love to see more and see if that's kind of accurate, to see if these big plays are something that he can really do consistently. And that is all I have on these guys. Hope you found that kind of interesting. You know, as the battles work themselves out, I'm sure they'll be cutting some of these guys and bringing in some different undrafted guys probably before camp. I wish we didn't have to wait so long for the season to start, but one advantage that all of these guys do have is that if they can make it to training camp, and impress people just a little bit, they will get an opportunity to catch some passes from Patrick Mahomes, and that has got to be pretty awesome. You know, this Mecole Hardman, pick, I've been thinking about it just a little bit more. And, you know, he's definitely not Tyreek Hill. You watch him, and he's not that type of player, but he does have speed. He can definitely get behind people. And that's interesting to me because you go back and watch Patrick Mahomes' game last season. And one kind of flaw he had on his game was that he wasn't particularly good passing deep. I'm not saying that he was bad by NFL quarterback standards. Don't get me wrong there. I just think that he has the ability to be much, much better. He has the ability to be the best. And he was not anywhere close to being the best deep ball thrower last season. And, you know, he really likes to throw lasers. And when you throw a laser that far, it just doesn't give the receiver a lot of time or angle to make an adjustment on it. And I'm sure that's something that he's working on. And a guy like Hardman, you know, that's going to be crucial for him because, you know, his biggest asset is his speed. And if he's going to be valuable to this Chiefs team this upcoming year, that's going to be a lot of it. Is getting behind people and making the big plays and making defenses respect him. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I have no idea if Tyreek Hill's ever going to play for the Chiefs again. And I'm sure there's going to be more stuff come out. I'm not sure I ever want him to play for the Chiefs again. But if him and Hardman were on the field at the same time with that much speed, it would definitely be an issue and cause nightmares for somebody like Bill Belichick on how to defend that much speed. Just a thought. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Go Chiefs Kingdom.